The Brazzaville Conference is seeking to create the first ever Africa-wide strategy and action plan to tackle the illegal trade in wild flora and fauna. It's different because although we've had some very increasing international commitment, including in Africa, to combat the illegal trade, this is the first time that we will see an Africa-wide strategy being launched. At the launch of this conference, it will be considered and further drafted at the next African Union Heads of State Summit and then ratified by the AU.
How costly is this type of crime?
Extremely costly. I mean, you know, illegal trade in wildlife and wildlife derivatives now ranks among the top five illegal trades in the world. It's worth at least $23 billion a year, and it's linked to global organized crime and potentially to other armed militia. So it's a big issue, and it's important that we tackle it head on.
What's the real root of problem that countries face to control wildlife trafficking on the continent?
Ultimately, this is a development issue. So the root of the problem is the lack of focus on making this a sustainable development issue. It hasn't been given enough political attention in countries. It has been linked to issues around corruption and conflict. So these are the sort of issues that we need to tackle, and if this requires a cohesive response, UNDP is very much focused on that response, a combination of dealing with the development angle, dealing with the international collaboration that's required, but also dealing head-on with issues around governance.
And what message is to be sent by burning or seized hardwood timber and illegal ivory as a part of this conference?
Well, the thing is with seized ivory and seized timber is that according to international law, these products cannot be resold. I mean, they've been seized because they were found from illegal activity. What's important here is that Congo, amongst other countries that have done this before, is sending a strong message to the international community that they won't tolerate illegal trade, they won't tolerate poaching, and they won't tolerate trafficking.
Anything else about expectations on this conference?
Well, my main expectations really are that this conference goes beyond political collaboration or meeting of minds around the issue, but actually becomes the launch of the first African strategy. And that is absolutely crucial, because if we have that strategy, Africa then has a foundation from which nation states within Africa can build upon, and we can see more work in terms of national strategies. UNDP has started that process. We supported Tanzania, for example, in their national strategy, which they've launched recently. I think there's a number of other countries that will go forward in the same way. And an Africa-wide strategy will give a strong foundation for that.